Daf Kuf Aleph. So we got to the last eight lines or so on Kuf Amud Beis, the three wide lines down. The Gemara says Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rabba Bar Avua Ule Rav Huna. So these are the ones we're talking about, drawing water from the sea, from the ocean, when on a boat. So we said you had to have a plank that extended, protruded out of the boat. So we had a machlokas whether it was enough to simply have a ziz, because really the way a karmelis of the water is from the bottom of the water. And above, so but above the water line, that's not a karmelis. A karmelis is only 10 tvachim. So from the bottom of the ocean, 10 tvachim, into the water, that's where karmelis ends. But above, that's allowed. So the ziz was only simply as a hecker. But then we had the opinion of Nachman and Rav Huna, who says that no, you need a dal by dal area of a plank to create a rishus yachad that's suspended over the water. And then anything below that, that also becomes rishus yachad. So the water becomes rishus yachad because they felt the karmelis is measured from above the water. So above the water is a karmelis then, so you're drawing from a karmelis itself. So only if you create a rishus yachad above the area of the water, so then you view good achis, which means the walls go downwards and into the water, so you're really drawing from Rosh Hashiach. That was their understanding. So the Gemara says, according to the opinions, again, Amar Le Rav Nachman, Le Rabba Bar Avua Ule Rav Huna, Damar Moti Heimano Ziz Kosher. That's sufficient to simply put out a piece of wood that's just any dimension, because it's really not a karmless, the water that's right below you. Umimalan, you just draw from the water there. Zimnin Deleka Asara. Sometimes the water won't be 10 tvachim deep. So if you measure from the bottom of the ocean and the water is only, let's say, 5 tvachim deep, so now the karmelis extends itself 5 tvachim above the waterline, and now you're in essence drawing water from a karmelis. And that's a problem to them. So again, sometimes zimnin deleka asara become metaltim a karmelis, but you're drawing water from the water, which is now a karmelis, because it doesn't have the depth of 10 tvachim, and into your boat, you're now carrying from a karmelis to rishis yachid, which is a esot samadir banan. So Amar Lei, Gamrina, we have a tradition, De'ein Tzvina Mahalechas, Bepachas Mesara. A boat cannot travel if there is not a depth of a 10 Tvachim, so therefore, by definition, any time there's a boat, that means the water must be more than 10 Tvachim deep, and then by you drawing the water from the top of the water, is it not Karmelis, it's above a Karmelis. That's the Mesara we have. So the Gemara says now, Vaha Marasha Issa, what about the Marasha, the tip of the boat? So granted, underneath the boat, that boat could only rest if there's 10 tvachim of water below it. Otherwise, it's going to get stuck in the mud. So it needs to have 10 tvachim for the water to the top of the boat. But the problem is the tip of the boat, sometimes it's situated, it's constructed where there's a little thing sticking out. So maybe where the boat is right now, there's 10 tvachim deep. But maybe ahead of it, there's a little mud mound where the tip of the boat extends, and it's not a 10 tvachim deep thing. You won't know until the boat hits the mound will you be stuck in the mud. But the edge of the front of the boat, that will maybe not be 10 tvachim deep. So how do you know that area? If you're going to draw water from the front of the boat, maybe that front of the boat is not 10 tvachim, and it's going to still be a karmelis. And so the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Safra, Gujushe Azli Kami. They use sticks. They always poke around to make sure they're not stuck in the mud. They don't want to get stuck in the mud. So they're always putting sticks in front of the boat, making sure they're not going to get too far ahead where it's going to be deep. And once they feel that there's a little mud mound in front of them, they won't allow the boat to go any further. So there really is no chashash of ever having to draw water that's deeper, that's shallower than a 10 tvachim. So Gemara then says, Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Rav Chia Bar Avin. The Rav Chista, Ule Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Damri Ose Makum Arba, that they hold you have to have a dal by dal area, Mimala. So then you would draw out from that water, because now you've constructed a Rishisu Yachad that's suspended over the water, so you could just draw water right in that area. Shovchen Didei Hechashadilu. How do you pour out the water, let's say you have all the waste from the boat, into the water? How is that allowed? Because if I dump from my boat off the side into the water, that's Rishisu Yachad to a karmelis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'chi tamer, if you're going to say, Shovchen didei hechishadilei, how you pour out all the waste from the boat into the water, V'chi tamer, deshadilei ba'osamakam. What do you mean? The same area where you draw water from, Rishis Yachid to Rishis Yachid, you should pour the waste into that same area. So again, if you have a boat, this is my boat and this is the water, generally speaking, that's a karmelis, the water, and the boat's a Rishis Yachid. So taking from the karmelis to the boat's a problem, and from the boat to the karmelis is a problem as well. But once you've constructed this plank that's hanging over, that's now Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's suspended over the body of water. That water below it is also Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Yachid to Yachid is fine. So just like I could draw water from that Rosh Hashanah Yachid I've constructed into my boat, which is another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, I'll also pour water out in that same exact area. All the waste will go right where that plank is. But the Gemara says the problem with that is, if you're going to pour all the waste out the same place where you're drawing the water from, then it's going to be ma'isale. It's going to be disgusting. If all the waste is being poured out that same, you know, faucet where I'm drawing water from, that same area, all the waste of the sailors, no one's going to want to draw water from it, the same place. You don't want to drink from the toilet water, if you will, where the waste goes out from. That's going to be disgusting. So the Gemara says, no, the shadile adafna the sfina. You pour it onto the walls of the boat. You're not pouring it directly into the water. You dump it off the side of the boat, and it trickles down, it ricochets off the boat, so the walls, and then into the water.
It would seem to say that the boat's not booming. It's not. Both in, from the part that the front is higher, and this, it would seem that the boat is not sailing. Because otherwise, what's the point? I mean,
I'm not sure that's a relevant point. I think it's the same either way.
Because if you throw the waste within 2 minutes, you're in a whole different area.
No, but if the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is going to be there, where it
I'm
moves
not
with
sure
you.
About that, it's mace. I mean,
but it's going to be off. Around. No, but if it's going to be on the plank, you're going to be pouring it. You can't pour it over the side because that's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It has to be mamish in that area. So I'm imagining there's a little hole you draw from that plank. You draw down.
Right.
So if you draw up that water and you pour it into that area, the plank itself will have waste all over it.
You mean that the plank is
waste,
not the water.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, so I have it, you pour the waste off the walls of the boat, and it ricochets off the walls into the water. So the Gemara says, v'ha'ika kolcha, isn't that still your koach? By you pouring it in there, aren't you causing the water to go, the waste to go from your boat to the water? So even though it perhaps ricochets off the walls of the boat, it's still my koach, it's still my effort, and therefore won't it still be a violation of a hotzah from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a karmelist? And the Gemara says, no.
You can have two plants. One plant for the waste and one plant for the
there you could do that. That could also be an answer. So the Gemara ends up saying, I guess it doesn't work so well, it gets in the way. You want to stay narrow when you're in a boat, but the Gemara says, kocha b'karmelis lo gazu. When it came to a koach, when it comes to ricocheting off of something, if it's regarding a karmelis, we weren't goes there in that case. We only goes there that carrying from yachid to karmelis directly would be a problem. But if it's through koach, if it's through something ricocheting off of something else, that we did not answer, and that's why it would be permitted to pour the waste off the side of the walls of the boat. Umanat tamer, how do you know, Ditanya, how do you know that koach the karmelis was never a gozer? Ditanya, the Brisa says, Sfina, ein metaltlin lo mitochav, lo yam, v'lo min hayam letochav. When it comes to a boat, you can't carry from within the boat to the water, from the water to the boat. And Rabbi Yehuda, going on to now Daf Kevalf, which is our Daf now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amuka Asara, if the boat is 10 tvachim deep, and v'ein gavo Asara, and the boat is also not 10 tvachim off the top of the water. It's a very shallow there. Rashi explained the boat's very weighed down. So the distance from the height from the water to the top of the boat is less than 10 tvachim. If that's the case, then metalten mitocha l'yam. You're able to carry from the boat to the water. Aval lo min hayam l'tocha. Not from the water to the boat. What's the difference? Why from the boat to the water is allowed, but from the water to the boat's not? The Gemara explains, ma'ishna min hayam l'tocha delo. From the water to the boat, you can't. The kamatalklin mekarmas l'rishas yachit. So, mitocha l'yam also. From the boat to the water, nami, kamatalklin mekarmas l'yachit l'karmas, should be equally aser. And the Gemara says, ela lava achudei, is not talking about when you take something from the boat and pour into the water, is it not where you're pouring it off the edge, where you're having a ricochet down the wall of the boat? V'shmamina kochod b'karmelis lo gazri shmamina. In other words, that when you're taking from the water to the boat, that's direct. That's from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's aser. But when you pour from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the boat, to the karmelis, it's a situation where you're having a ricochet off the side of the boat. That's a kochod b'karmelis, and there were never gozer in that case, and that's why that explains Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So too in our case, with all the waste of the boat is being poured into the water, it's only being poured after it's being bouncing off the side of the walls, which would again be a koach de karmas. Okay.
There's nothing with grama over here? Like,
that's a kocho, it's kind of like a grama. Grama is more about timing, though. Grama is more a timing issue. It's koach, we call it koach. Koach is when it's not direct. So the Gemara then says, 7 lines down, Amar Rav Huna, honey, bitsasa de meshan. Bitsasa de meshan is a type of boat in an area called meshan. If you look at Rashi, Rashi has bitsasa, it's around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi. Bitsasa svinos ktanos, very small boats. Uktsaros milamata, they're very, very narrow in the bottom. Ad kechudo shasakin, almost like it's a knife on the bottom. And shikorin koitas, like a koita, maybe like a kayak or something, a canoe. I'm talking about it's a very sharper than what we have, but it comes to a very tiny point on the bottom of it. So it's like an upside down triangle. So honey bitzasa demishin, the Gemara says, ein metatulin bahen, ela barba. You're only allowed to carry within such boats if there are 4x4 tefach. It has to be a width of 4x4. Rashi explains, ein metatulin besocha, within the boat you can't carry the lava rishis yachin inu. Unless it's 4x4, it's out of rishis yachin. And she'ein berachman arba milamata, it doesn't have 4 tefachim on the bottom. 4x4 tefachim you need on the bottom of it. The fikach ein mechitzasan mechitzas. The mechitzas don't serve as mechitzas. So if you got it, in essence, we spoke at a boat, a mound that was like that. We said it has to have 4x4 tefachim. So too, when there's a coming to a ditch, if you will, this boat's a ditch, has to have 4x4 tefachim. But we're learning from here, the 4x4 tefachim has to be on the bottom. Because right now, if you imagine, these are the walls of the boat, and it comes into like that. It comes into a narrow point. Yeah. Exactly. So it has to have where the bottom of it has to have 4x4 tefachim as well. It has to be flat. Like, you don't have it. Really? In the article? That's so interesting. So if you have, let's say this is the boat, guys. The boat's like this, the flat bottom. So if this bottom of it is 4x4, these are walls. But let's say the bottom goes, to, like Ricky's picture, goes into a ditch. It goes into a little tiny point at the bottom here. So the bottom here, there's no 4x4 at the angle on the bottom, at the peak or the deepest. You need to have a 4x4 tefachim flat area. Because if not, let's say, if imagine underneath this table, the boat extends to a little point. So the walls are not on the bottom. The walls are only from this point on. For walls to be walls, they have to be from the bottom of the ground to the top. I'll explain an example. The Gemara's going to explain. If I've got a wall in the regular flat area that's suspended, a mechitza tulia, that's not a good wall. That wall has to touch the bottom of the ground. So here, in essence, my walls are only here. But the bottom of it, where they get to an area, there's no longer any walls anymore. So walls that are hanging don't serve as walls. That's what the Gemara is about to get into that whole conversation now. So again, the Gemara says, these bitzasa demeshan, these boats that have a very sharp tip at the bottom, ein metalten bahen, you can't carry within them ela barba, unless they're 4x4 tachim at the bottom of the boat. Velo amren ela shein pepachos mishlosh arba. It's only true if within 3 tefachim of height, you don't have 4 tefachim of width. Aval, yesh pepachos migimel. Within 3 tefachim arba, you have 4 less than ba, which means the slope of it, if the slope is in such a way where it's like this, where 3 tefachim high, you're able to have 4 tefachim of width, that would be considered a good enough wall. Just like the tail of Maslachet, you had a certain amount of slope, where you had a certain height within a certain width, that would be considered walls here as well. If it gets to a certain pitch, whereby within 3 tefachim of height, you have 4 tefachim of weight, that would be good walls that are on the bottom of the boat. But if it's such a steep slope, whereby you don't have 4 tefachim of width within 3 tefachim, that would not qualify as walls of the boat, and you couldn't carry within such a boat.
Is that because the bottom is considered level to the top, the bottom of the 3?
Yeah, how would we learn tail Maslachet? The same idea, exactly. We had the 4-3 different explanations of how. It was like the walls like that, or it was a curved wall. So the Gemara says, now, let's say you do have a very steep pitch on the bottom of it. Vimalinu kanev arbane, you fill it up with reeds and types of aravos, Rashi says, whereby the bottom is not really functioning anymore. You just stuffed it up in the bottom, then lessened, but there's not a concern. So you could manually construct walls by filling up the bottom of it, and whereby we're going to ignore the tip. And the walls will only be measured from the area that's actually uncovered, that's open. So Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Nachman Vilema Gudachas Mechitasa. Why do we say Gudachas Mechita? We have a concept that if you have a wall, we'll see in a second, that's on the top, you could say, let's draw that wall, halachically, we'll say it's going to go to the bottom. It draws all the way to the bottom. So if I've got walls that are here, even though the bottom is very steep, let the walls of this part of the boat be viewed, halachically, as going all the way to the bottom. So then that would be considered good walls. Why don't we say that? It's called good achas. Good asik is going up, where I've got a wall on the bottom. We view it halachically as going all the way up to the top. And good achas is when you have a wall that we view it as going down to the bottom. So say, good achas mechitzas. Milo tane, do we not learn in a brisa that Rabbi Yossi bu Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not kana b'rishis harabim. If you have a type of a beam of some sort that's been situated in the rishis harabim, Ubirosha Traskal, on the top of it you had a basket hanging, and the basket's 4x4 tvachim, and Vizark, you throw the Nacha Gabav Chayiv. If you throw from Rishis Rabim and it lands into the basket, on the top of that, it's like a basketball net, but there's no hole in the bottom, you throw it into the basket and it lands there, once Chayiv, because it's throwing from Rishis Rabim into a Rishis Yachit. Alma, we see from here, Amrinan Gud Achis Mechitasa, that even though the basket itself is not 10 tvachim deep. It's not at all. But since we view it as it's hanging on the top, we view those small walls they have, let's say it's 3 tefachim. Those walls are viewed, halachically, as going down to the bottom, and it creates now these 10 tefachim walls. So just like by the basket hanging all over, we say good achas to allow the 10 tvachim. So hachanami here as well. Nema good achas mechitasa. Say the walls of the boat, although the bottom part of the boat is very, very, very deep and sloped, it's not a wall, but say the walls that are on top of the boat, the higher part, view them as good achas going all the way to the bottom, and these should be considered good walls for the boat. So the Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Yosef Velo Shemina Alei Lahad Amar Vihuda Marav. Do you not hear this? And others say Matube Mishum Rabbi Chia Vitani La Chachamim Potum. That case in the basket, granted that there's an opinion that says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda thinks if you throw into the basket your chayiv because the basket walls are viewed as good achas, but Chachamim argue and say Potum. No, you don't say good achas by the basket. We don't allow the walls to be viewed from the basket as coming down. So too, we don't view the walls of the boat to come down either. Good achas is not embraced by the sheet of Chachamim. So it's not a good question. So the Gemara says, Amr le Abai. Abai says, Va'at lo tizvera, do you not hold of the following brisa, which clearly states that we do hold of good achas? What does the brisa say? It says, Va'atanya amud birshis harabim gavoa asara. You have a pillar of, that's 10 tvachim high, v'rachav dalad, it's 4x4, and it's in rishis harabim. Vein be karo dal, but in the bottom it's not dal. It's not a straight pillar by 4x4. It's v'katzer. It's narrow on the bottom. V'yesh v'katzer. The smaller area is shel shalosh. Only shalosh. So the bottom of the pillar is 3x3 tefachim, which is not a rishis yachid. And then as it gets higher, it expands itself to 4x4. The top is 4x4. The bottom is only 3x3. So here, and the whole pillar is only 10 tefachim high. But just in terms of 10 tefachim, to have a 10 tefachim isn't really that high. 10 tefachim is around 40 inches, like 3.5 feet or so, like this table maybe. So you have a pillar that's here. The top of the pillar is 4x4, and the bottom gets narrow. It's only 3x3. So it's not a 4x4. The whole 10th tefachim is not 4x4 the whole way. And yet, even though the whole thing, all 10th tefachim is not 4x4, the din is a person who's zarak shlosha, v'zarak v'nach agava, a person who throws from Rishis Rabim and lands on top of this pillar, is chayiv. But why is this a Rishis Yachad? It's not 10x10. Rather, it's not 4x4, the entire 10th tefachim high. We see Amrina Gudachas Michita. The fact that the top of the wall, the top of the pillar is 4x4, we can view those walls as going to the bottom to create 4x4 walls on the bottom as well. So just like we say, Gudachas.
Is there a minimum how much wall there has to be?
At this point, not. At this point, not at all. As long as there's some point of the 10th Vachem that's 4x4, we can view the walls as going all the way down. So just like we say that by the pillar that's 4x4 on the top, even though it's 3x3 on the bottom, we say Gudachas. Hachanami here as well, good achas, mechitasa. We should say good achas by the boat as well, that the fact that the top of the boat has proper walls that are 4x4, let them extend themselves all the way down to the bottom, even to the area that is does not have 4x4. So the Gemara says, no. Midi iria, are these cases similar? Can you compare the case of the boat and the case of the pillar? Hasam havle mechitza shegedim bokimbab. These are walls where the geedim just penetrate right through. If I've got a wall, if I'm building a fence, and the goats could climb underneath it, my walls are useless. So we have a concept throughout Hilchas Eruvin and building of mechitas, when the geedim could penetrate through and go right underneath the wall has purpose, is worthless, and it's thrown out. So by the case of the basket on top of it, and you have a little pole holding the basket, there's no problem of a geedim going right underneath the basket. But when you have the pillar, we'll read this inside just a second, the pillar that's this way, and then that way, you're only giving half a tefach on each side of the bottom. A gedi's not going to try to go underneath the 4x4 area just to, like, rub itself against the 3x3. It's just too tight of an area. So that, even though it's only 3x3 in the bottom, a gedi are not going to come break through that virtual wall. But it comes to, again, a tiny little reed in a basket here, that doesn't. It's not a tight area for gedi. A gedi will easily walk underneath the basket without having to avoid itself. So really, we do hold of gudachas, that the walls do draw down, but if we say gedi and bokimbo, if goats are going to walk right through that area, then that knocks out the ability of gudachas. So gudachas is limited to only an area where we don't say gedi and bokimbo. If gedi are boken, it breaks it up. So look at the Gemara again. The Gemara says, midi, iria, could you compare these cases? Hasam over there, there's a case of the basket on top. Havile mechita shegdim bokimba. It's a tiny little reed holding a basket. The goats are going to walk completely underneath the basket without any problem, and therefore that knocks out gudachas. Hocha, however, here in our case, which is the case of the boat, there's no gdim underneath the boats, and the case of the 4 tvachim on top and the 3 tvachim on the bottom of the pillar. Hocha, havile mechita she'ina hagdim bokimbo. The goats are not going to walk right through, right underneath the top area, and therefore we can preserve the din of good achas. Let's just look at Rashi just to just strengthen this. Rashi says, mishum dehavi mechita shagdim bokimbo. Actually, the previous case here. Okay, hey, let's read it, actually. Mishum dehavi mechitas shekadim boken bo, milamata, underneath it, be'aretz, tachas mechitas atraska. The fact that the goats walk right underneath the basket, shehem pshutos lahalan minakara lecholtzad. It's very open area. The tiny reed holding it up, it doesn't prevent the gedim from walking in that area. Ubekias gedim, ma'keves milameimar gedachas. Only when you have the gedim, the goats walking right through, does that prevent us from applying gedachas. Sherei over tachta, they walk right underneath it. But our boat, leka b'kiz kedidim, goats are not swimming underneath the boat. And she'en lecha over tachtein, v'chein ba'am, it's also with a pole, which is 4x4 on top and 3x3 on the bottom, ein derech l'schachech bo. That's not the nature of a goat to, you know, scratch itself, rub itself against the pillar, la'avor tachas shipua she'enu elamat, to go underneath a little 4x4 tfachim that's extending out, to go underneath that, a goat won't do that. And therefore, since gedim ein boken bo, we're able to utilize the gedachas of both the pillar and the boat. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Amrei Rav Acha b'rei di Rav Acha, the Rav Ashi. Gavi svina, nami havi ikra b'kis dogim. Who says dafka goats? You have fish that swim underneath the boat. Isn't that also going to somehow undermine the ability to use gedim, the ability to use gudachas? So fine, there are no goats, but they're fish. So shouldn't the fish be somehow relevant? So the Gemara says, Amrei b'kis dogim lo shma b'kis. That's not called b'kis. And why not? So Rashi explains the last three lines of Rashi here on the Amud. B'kiyas dagim lo shema b'kiya. The fish ain't near. They're not seen. They're not visible. And since you can't see them when they're so below the boat, it's not visible. That's not called breaking it up. I mean, it's not that it breaks up halachically. It's about optics. So if I've got a mechitza and then goats walking right underneath the mechitza, that's not a mechitza. But underneath my boat, where people are not seeing fish going underneath it, so since from the perception, it doesn't break the understanding of it, therefore, the gudachas can apply comfortably in the boat. So the Gemara then says, Umina tamer, how do you know that that's the case? That fish, bekiya medagim, are not called bekiya. So, debai minei rabbi tavla me rabin. He asks rabin the following shaila. Mechitza tluya mao shetate b'churva. If you have a wall that's suspended, that's hanging in the air, will that serve as a wall? And b'churva, what's the relevance of b'churva? So Rashi explains here, the last two lines of Rashi, b'churva, shederach lios b'mechitos, shenaflu tachten. The way it was when it comes to the ruins, the walls, the bottom of the walls would fall out somehow. V'kayamos milmala tulios. So whenever the walls were constructed, they're hanging from the top. So oftentimes the bottom of the walls would be knocked out, but the top would still be suspended. So are those considered good enough walls that if we're, you know, would it break up, would that be considered an area that's open, would breached to Rishis Rabbim or not? Amarlei, so the response from Rabbim was, Ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. The only time we allow a suspended wall to work is only with respect to water, because it's a kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. That there's a certain leniency chachamim applied to water, dafka to water. Now, what's the reason why water has such a heter? So the Rambam explains in Hilchos Shabbos, because since water, the whole need for a mechitza in the first place is a heker, just to have a heker. And since water, carrying by water in general, is only an issur midrabanan, they're comfortable with a mechitza tluya to be a heker, a sufficient heter. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Rambam, however, where there's a dealing with din deraisa of a churva, where there's a Rosh Hashanah Rambam passing through, that these are dinim deraisa, there they didn't allow a mechitza tluya. But by water, by yam, there they allowed it, because it's a it itself is a din derabana. So therefore, since it's a certain kula by the water, v'amai, but why do we accept it? Ha, ika b'kiz dagim, aren't there still the fish are swimming right underneath the good achas of the boat, underneath the mechitza tluya? Ela shma amina b'kiz dagim, lo shma b'kiz. Must be that they were not concerned with the fish swimming underneath it. So that's our proof that in general we're not concerned with b'kiz dagim, but we are only concerned with b'kiz gedim. That's the understanding. Okay. Let's go. Vayta now, the Gemara says that Sfinos Kshiros, the Mishnah said, if you have boats that are tied with each other, you're allowed to carry from one boat to the other boat. Pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? By you tying them together, you've now created one boat. So of course you could carry from one boat to the next boat. So the Gemara says, Lo nitzcha ela lahatir bitas shibinem. It's only referring to, it's permitted even though there might be some small boats that are in between. Imagine you have two big boats, oftentimes like a cruise ship, has some small boats on the side that are connected, like little rafts or something like that. So let's say you've connected two large boats, and there's a small little boat in between. The two large boats are tied to each other, and you pass over from one boat to the other boat, but you're passing it over these small boats. So even in that case, it's permitted. Because what's the chashash? The chashash is Rashi explains. If we look at Rashi, the last 10 now lines of Rashi here on the page, lo nitzecha metalflin demasis. And the only time you needed to teach me you could carry from one boat to the other boat when the tide is only elataltim mizulazu derech bitas ketana shebein shtei hagdolos. There's a small little raft or something in between two larger boats. V'yafa pishenu kshura, even though it's not tied, niteres aydek shiras shtaim hachitonis. It's permitted from the fact that the two bigger boats on the outside are tied with each other. V'lo chashino dilma mishtakle mibinayu v'kamatalti derech avir karmelis. We're not concerned that you might take it an area that is over a karmelis. So the point being here is that let's say, if there was water, so if water is in between, that's a problem because you're carrying over a karmelis. But if there's a boat in between, you're not carrying over a karmelis, you're carrying over another Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah over Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah is allowed as long as the two bigger boats are tied with each other. And we're not choshesh, you might carry over a different area where it's separate by water, which is carrying over a karmelis. That's the chiddush that you're allowed to carry if it's separated by a boat. So the Gemara says back, Amar Leh Rav Safra, Moshe, Shapir Karmelis? What you're saying is that good in a bitmiya? And what's mean Moshe? His name's not Moshe. So Rashi points out, we have this in the Gemara a few times, it comes up. Rashi says, Moshe, Koma Rabbeinu, Bedaro, Kemoshe, Bedaro. This is one of the Gemara to use. That a little bit, the Zohar tells us that an itzotitz of Moshe Rabbeinu, the sparks, the Kedusha of the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, reappears in each generation. Every time there's a Tzadik Ador, a Gadol Ador, they have a little bit of the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's what's called in the Svarim HaKadoshim Ibur, where the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu or other types of Tzadikim are able to impregnate the certain leaders, certain individuals. So Moshe, every leader has a certain Kedusha Moshe Rabbeinu. So we call them Moshe. So Moshe, are you saying good? Is that correct what you're saying? But doesn't the Mishnah imply, he says, back in the Gemara, Moshe Shapik Amris? Are you saying correct? Metalten Mizuluzutan. It says you carry from one boat to the next boat, which implies there is no Hefsek in between. Directly from boat A to boat B, without there being a small boat in between. So that can't be the pshat of the need to teach me when you have two boats together that you're allowed to carry. Of course you're allowed to carry when two boats are tied to each other. Ela Amar Rav Safra lo nitzecha ela la'arev ulataltel mizolazu. It's talking about a case where you had to establish an erev chatzeros because now you're connecting two rishus hayachid, and the chiddush is as follows: nifseku. Let's say the erev snaps, so there's no erev anymore. Nesu. Now it's also to carry from a boat aleph to boat beis. Let's say after it snapped, chazuv nikcharu. It was retied. Someone tied it back together on Shabbos. Bein shogigin, bein meizidin, bein anusim, bein mutan, whether or not they did it accidentally, not realizing it was Shabbos, or they did it on purpose, or whether they did it they were forced to, or whether they just made some other mistake. Chazur leheter in harishon, it goes back to the initial heter. That's the chiddush. V'chein machatzalos haprusos, let's say you have some mats that it was creating a wall of an erev, and let's say they were maravin, it was serving as an erev, umetalton mezulazu, you could carry from one area to another area. Niglalu, the mats happened to roll up, so it no longer stood as walls, so now it's also Nesu, because you no longer have the walls. Ubein and now Chazu v'nifresh, now it was somehow re-spread out to serve as walls. Bein Shogin, Bein Mezidim, Bein Anusim, Bein Mutan, if it took place on Shabbos for whatever reason, whether it was on purpose or accidental, so then the din is Chazu, Leter, and Harisham. So the din is Shekol, Mechitza, Shenasa, B'Shabbos, whenever any Mechitza is created on Shabbos, I don't care why. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezud, shema mechita, that's called the mechita. So that's the chiddush we learned from here. That these two tied together, and there's also an eir, because since there are two boats, two rishus yachids, you need an eir chatzeros. If it was undone and then somehow retied, that one would be allowed to. That's the chiddush of that Mishnah. The understanding was that you created one rishus yachid. It becomes one domain. Yeah, it's like one big boat now. It's as opposed to, somehow something along those lines. I'm not exactly sure what the Havamina is, but something that became one domain as opposed to two domains that are connected by Erev Chatzeres.
Is it also Tchum is the same thing?
No, Tchum is a different thing, yeah. So then, so take a look at Tosis for a second. Tosis points out, Nifsaku Nesru, below Dami Le'erev, it's not as similar to an Erev Derech HaPesach, that was made through an entranceway, v'nistam, and that area was closed. Dama Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, so parakam the Erevin, the Shabbos hol v'hutru hutru. There's a concept, once an Erev was built on Shabbos, we don't care about the rest of the Shabbos. It's mutter, the rest of the Shabbos. Whatever happened at the onset of Shabbos, that's it. So how come here we are concerned whether it was rebuilt or not rebuilt? So he says, "Hutdahacha came din nifsiku havekilu haverishis rabim beinem." Since it snapped, it broke. So once it broke, so then it's as if Rishis Rabim is walking right through it. That undermines the entire eruv. Kilu haverishis rabim beinem. Vim eruv shlosha batim v'nafal em tsai nasir rishis rabim pshita delo aminon hol v'hitru hutru. So again, if Rabim are walking right through an area, that certainly will undo it. So that's the situation we're talking about when the where it snapped. But there, I don't remember exactly the Gemara there, but there somehow it's talking about something was open, something was closed. And therefore, that doesn't undo the entire, it wasn't where it broke. And therefore, we would say, Hova Hutra, Hutra. So I need to look at the Gemara Erevin to really appreciate it. But there is a rush that says, no, this Gemara is talking about where it snapped Erev Shabbos. But if this were to snap on Shabbos itself, we would say Hutra. Came in the Hutra, Hutra. Hutra applies no matter what type of Erev broke. We always say, whatever happened in the onset of Shabbos, that continues to exist. So this becomes very halach l'maisa. If, you know, let's say you found out the Erev went down, should you, are you allowed to carry on Shabbos? When it gets windy out, the normative psak is, if it was a very windy night whereby trees were falling, we have to assume that a tree hit an Erev. If a lot of trees are falling down, a lot of branches are falling down, that's, so we don't assume hova hutra hutra, at least in the areas of where something would break. So we don't pass like this, like the rush, we pass like Tosfos. At least in the case if there's a chashash of a breaking. If the other types of things that may have changed, I don't know all the details of them, we would say hutra hutra. The Gemara says hova hutra hutra. The question is, do we apply that in every type of area or not?
So I'm sorry, so if there are two houses attached to each other,
if it's a no, if it's a case where it's a two-family house, you would not need. No, actually, I'm wrong.
Because
if you're carrying an area that is you know, both a lobby, like of an apartment building, so then you would need one apartment building.
Because probably the walls are creating the
right.
Single mechitza, and
right.
That's why they would be having.
Could be. I'm not sure.
If a guy would say an area would break, and a guy would fix it.
Yeah, this Gemara says it would be allowed. If it got fixed, it was built for whatever reason on Shabbos, it would be allowed. There's a machlokas, so let's say the person built it for, so a certain individual should be able to utilize it on Shabbos. So then some Rishonim hold that won't work then. We're talking about where a guy just built it. You saw a wall that broke, so someone fixed it. But if it had a kavana so that Reuben could carry, so some say, no, it doesn't work. Since he had an intention, Rambam says it was for kavana for that guy, then it doesn't work. But the Rashi says across the board. The Gemara says, if it was fixed, bein shogin, bein mezidin, bein mutin, bein anusin, it's permitted regardless of the intention of the person who was rebuilding. Okay, let's finish this daf now. The Gemara says, Aini, is this really true that if a wall was reconstructed on Shabbos, whether shogin or mezidin, you're allowed to carry it? V'homer Rav Nachman lo shanu el lizrok. It's only true of throwing inside of it or throwing from it. Would it be allowed? Aval letalta, but to carry within would still be usur if the walls were constructed on Shabbos. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says six wide lines down. Lo shanu d'shma mechitza. It's not called the mechitza if it was constructed on Shabbos. El lizrok only with respect to throwing lechayiv hazorik mitocha l'rishis rabim olahap lepech to mechayiv the guy. The guy who throws in Rishis Rabim into Rishis Yachid is Chayiv Deraisa, and vice versa. So it's only as a chumrah do we say that the wall is considered a wall to create Rishis Yachid. Aval Latalta as a heter to allow him to carry Leos Mutu Latalta Besocha Aser Midiram. That's an Iser Midirabanim. So the Gemara says Ki Itmar Derav Nachman Amazed. He's referring to Mazed. So Machlok is how to read this Mazed line. We're going to just take Rashi's understanding. Rashi says Amazed Itmar. What it means is, when he says you could only throw inside, but the carry would be usur, is only when it was constructed b'mezid, is there an isser to carry. But if it's constructed shogeg or onis or muta, toin, then even Rav Nachman would agree you'd be allowed to carry within. So that's what we're talking about. So our case, again, back to our mission to have everything in context here, you have two boats tied to each other, and there's an Erev. If the Erev fell down, the Erev snapped. If it was rebuilt, shogin, anusin, or mutin, then you'd be allowed to carry between the two boats. But if it was built, b'mezid, then it'd be asur to carry, and one who would even throw to an area would be chayiv, achiv chatas. Okay, now the Gemara says, Itmar, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, afilu kshirus b'chud hasarbal, even if it was tied by a very thin thread. A tiny thread, we know Erevin throughout the communities are made from a very thin thread. It's a, happens, interesting, from a, from fishing,
yeah.
The fishing.
It's an island. It's
yeah,
a very strong island.
Yeah, it's very thin, hard to see, but it's very, very strong. But it's not, it's not metal. It's not a chain. So that's allowed. So afilu kshurus b'chodas arba, even a tiny thread, a string that's able to stay intact. So hey chidami, what type of chodas arba, what type of thread are we describing here? If it's a thread that's going to stay strong and not come apart. So Pete, of course, that works. Why would we don't have definitions of how strong the thread is, other than it stays strong with the wind? Idein yachal lahamid, if it can stay, it's going to end up withering away. Why would that be sufficient? So Gemara says liolam diyachal lahamid. Really, it's a string that could stay strong. It's a very strong thread, a very strong string. So what's the chiddush? Ushmuel lafuki b'zenafshik asi is coming to exclude another statement. He says about a similar yet different topic. That the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, it's a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Olos. Kashra bedavra hamamida mevila tuma. If you tie a boat to a tumas mace that's in an ohel, so that string is going to actually connect a tumas ohel and make the boat now tamei. We learned a number of weeks ago that a boat can become tamei. So if you tie it, kashra, the boat, bedavra hamamida, that a very strong rope, that's yachal hamid, maybe latum, it's going to transport the tumah from the tumas oel to the boat itself. But b'davar sheinam amida, if it's a string or thread or chain that's not very strong, it's not very durable, ein maybe latum, it's not able to transport the tumah. That's the din he's talking about. And Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel, on this Shmuel himself comments, fushak shura b'shal shelash shel barzel, that he says you have to have a chain, only a chain. So just like by the tumah, you would think that a boat connecting to the tumah, it requires a very strong chain of a barzel. So to maybe when it came to here as well, when the two boats are tied to each other, it has to be where it's tied by a chain, by a shal shelash shal barzel. So Shmuel says, no, when it comes to the dinam of Shabbos, you don't need that same shal shelash bar barzel. Don't assume the same thing. So the Gemara explains, that's true only in tumah hu dechsev. Only by tumah do you require shal shelash shal barzel. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk b'chal acherev, when it comes to chal acherev, the corpse that touches the sword, it's able to transmit the tumah because you're talking about a barzel. The sword itself is barzel. Cherev hareu b'kichal. The sword itself, as it touches the mace, itself becomes ki'ilu, it's a mace. So that's a special din by tumah. That's why he says shal shelash shal barzel has the ability to transmit the tumah. And it's interesting to know, Rashi all over Shas says, dafka metal. Anything that's not metal actually doesn't work to transport the tumah. That's Pashup Shat. The Rambam says, no, metal is an example. Every other material does have the ability to transmit tumah, with the exception of cheres. Cheres, pottery, earthenware, is the only exception that doesn't transmit. So the Rambam has a big chiddush in understanding the pasuk here. But Pashup Shat is like Rashi, that only shal shelash barzel is because cheres harehu kechalal in. Only that has the ability to transmit tumah. Abalin and Shabbos, with respect to Shabbos, metal has no relevance of metal. Then in Shabbos, kevin the yachol hamida, once it's able to stay intact, it's durable, afilu b'chod hasarba. As long as it's a thread, a string that's strong enough, it has the ability. We don't care what the material is, as long as it's durable. And therefore, Shmuel just says, don't think what I said by tumah should apply here as well by Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos has a completely different criteria than that which is needed by Hilchos tumah. So we'll stop here, and everyone should have a wonderful day.